Hey, Audio Candy. This is Scrambled Golf or AFLG1. I typed this all out so I wouldn't forget anything. but I don't know, I guess I just had a little type ramble and I wanted to share it on here. Anyway, so I'll just read this out because a lot of it might be a bit hard to say. I've been feeling a bit off for a while now. I feel like getting it all off my chest might be good for me. So, here is my very first ramble, for those of you who like listening to this sort of thing. I guess I've been feeling down for a few weeks. Like, nothing is worth attempting. I mean, I know logically in my head that it's worth attempting. I mean, like, it'll be good to finish my degree and to do things that are good for me, like reading and exercise and all that good stuff, but I just don't want to. Like, I want to lie in bed all day and just hide from everyone. I find it difficult to muster up my enthusiasm and talking with people too. And it just brings back all that anxiety, like, am I saying the right thing? Or, God, they probably think I'm weird and don't want to talk to me. That's a thing I worry about a lot, actually. People's greetings seem strange to me, like, they're not saying, good to see you. Like, rather, they're saying something like, oh no, it's her again. Then again, I suppose I'm not making much of an effort to talk to people. Sorry about that. It's that social anxiety thing, I guess. Like, I don't think people will want to be friends with me or talk to me in the first place, so why even bother? I've always been scared of what other people have thought of me. When I was younger, I was picked on a lot. I hardly ever had any friends, and the ones I did have moved away. I was cornered and teased a lot. My sister read out my diary in front of the entire school once. That was horrible to find out. They used it against me, and I kind of ended up locking myself in the bathroom at school. And just crying and not leaving for hours. Never got reported to my parents either, which is pretty fucking bizarre. Anyway, in middle school I had one friend, but she found someone better and told me as much. And then high school happened. Though I did find a group of girls, they asked me to stop hanging out with them because they didn't want to be seen with me. And that really fucking hurt. At this point, I kind of got desperate and hung out with anyone I could. The people who were even a little nice to me, I immediately tried to please them. I would buy them food, do them favors. It's so fucking desperate. I would even take getting, like, mocked and called awful things that I won't repeat just because someone liked me for once, or appeared to, or at least would sit with me during lunch so I wasn't alone for once. Boys who took a second glance at me would try and take advantage, and I would let them. I couldn't stand not being liked because I felt really shitty about myself and really alone. I guess I kind of needed that affirmation. I got really depressed after a year or two. I thought, what's even the point of doing anything? You know, nothing will ever change. I wanted to kill myself. It was a really bad time. My grades nosedived into complete failure, and my parents yelling at me just made me feel worse about it. I used to play soccer and do dancing, and I quit both of them because I just couldn't muster up the energy to care anymore. I got so scared that I wasn't able to succeed, and I couldn't handle it. I remember my dad telling me to suck it up because he was sick of me being so sad and mopey all the time. Anyway, after a lot of help from real friends at this church I started going to, a lot of them told me that my perception of the world was skewed, and you know, I eventually started to believe it. I believed that I could make real friends, that they did exist, and that the world is just way too beautiful and a complex place to just leave. Things got better, and I found my passion in filmmaking. And of course, you guys and Audio Candy. It's like, I think Sleepy said a while back that she felt she could be herself on here and not put on that happy face mask all the time like you would in public. Well, you know, like with other people. I feel exactly the same way because, God, I love you all, as sappy as that sounds. And it's just, God, it's just so fucking frustrating that I'm feeling like this right now and I hate it. I mean, I've been through this already. Shouldn't I know better right by now? Can't I just realize that everyone doesn't hate me and I can move on? Jesus, I feel so selfish and attention whorish right now posting this about me and my problems. But, well, you guys are my friends, and though it's really hard for me to do, if I can trust anyone with this, with how I'm feeling, and trust them not to throw it back at my face, it's you guys. Hopefully. And I guess this is kind of cathartic too. Like, I already feel a bit better having said all of this out loud. I mean, sure, there are words going on in my head, like, they'll hate this post, no one will listen to it. Why don't you just leave Audio Candy? It's not like anyone will notice anyway. God, I hope I don't offend anyone. Please don't let them hate me. But, no, it's probably just my skewed perception again, I think. Anyway, if you listen through to the end of this, thanks for taking the time to listen to me ramble on. Sorry about all the deep stuff. I miss you and love you all. Bye.